On episode 88 of Cutting the Curd, host Anne Saxelby spoke with Harold McGee about butter. Harold McGee is an American author who writes about the chemistry, technique, and history of food and cooking, and has written two seminal books on kitchen science, On Food and Cooking and The Curious Cook. So how do most people make butter at home?
Usually when people make butter in the kitchen, it's by accident. You know, they're trying to whip cream.
That's happened to me.
And something goes wrong, and you end up with these little lumps, and you curse your luck. But the flip side of that is that those little lumps are the beginnings of butter, and it's really fun sometimes just to kind of intentionally destroy a batch of cream by turning it into butter.
What's the difference between sweet cream butter and cultured butter?
There's sweet cream butter and there's cultured butter, and they require different kinds of handling. So with sweet cream butter, you want the cream to be really fresh, and of course, all cream, no matter what the butter, has to come from really good milk. Sweet cream butter, you're going to make it as fresh as possible. Cultured butters, you actually let sit around for a while and let bacteria grow in them to help develop flavor.
What challenges are small milk producers faced with when trying to make butter?
If you're producing milk on a pretty small scale, you know, just a few cows, then you may not have enough cream at any given time to be worth working into butter, because making butter is a lot of work when you do it by hand. It takes quite a while, and it takes some muscle power. So what a lot of people would do would be to collect cream over a couple of days, and then just make cream every other day or something like that. And what that means is that the cream gets a chance to sit around for that length of time. Also, in the old days, cream was produced from milk by letting it rise naturally from the milk, and that takes time. So the result is that the milk and cream are sitting around for a couple of days at coolish but not refrigerator temperatures, and that allows bacteria to grow, and people develop a taste for that.
How does butter change when using milk from sheep's or goats?
It's harder because the fat globules for those animals are much, much smaller, and therefore they're much harder to kind of trap and separate from the rest of the milk. They don't cream as easily. These days, with mechanical separators, centrifuges and things like that, it's easier. I actually love that really distinctive flavor of those animals, but it is rarer and more expensive because it's much harder to make.
So, who makes the best butter?
The places that have been making it for a long time have figured out how to make it really good. So in France, Normandy, and Brittany, those areas along the northwest coast that have beautiful pastures many months out of the year and where a lot of the best butter comes, some of it flavored with sea salt from those coasts. And then Ireland, similar geography and similar history. And then I would say in this country, the east and west coasts and the dairy heartland in Wisconsin.
To learn more about butter, listen to the rest of episode 88 of Cutting the Curd on our archives at heritageradionetwork.org, or do a search for butter and see what comes up. New episodes of Cutting the Curd air live every Monday at 5:30 p.m. This piece was sponsored by S. Wallace Edwards & Sons. Sam Edwards produces the country's best dry-cured and aged hams, bacon, and sausage using 100% pasture-raised, certified humane Berkshire cuts. For more information, visit www.surreyfarms.com. This piece was produced and edited by Jack Inslee for HeritageRadioNetwork.org.